Are you playing to the crowd? I know that's what we're taught to do, to seek the approval of people around us and to fit in, and yet stand out at the same time. This is Wednesday, March 27th, and this is the week of the Passion of Jesus. I enjoyed the movie entitled The Adjustment Bureau. Matt Damon plays a political man who's running for the Senate named David Norris. He is a perfectly curated image created to win votes. And the crowd calls him authentic, if they only knew, because he is anything but that. But he does get honest one day in front of a crowd, and here's what he tells the people. This tie was selected for me by a group of specialists in Tenafly, New Jersey, who chose it over 56 other ties we tested. In fact, our data suggests that I have to stick to either a tie that is red or a tie that is blue. A yellow tie made it look as if I was taking my situation lightly. A silver tie meant that I'd forgotten my roots. And my shoes, you know, shiny shoes we associate with high-priced lawyers and bankers. If you want to get a working man's vote, you need to scuff up your shoes a little bit. But you can't scuff them up so much that you alienate the lawyers and the bankers because you need them to pay for the specialists back in Tenafly. So what is the proper scuffing amount? Do you know we actually paid a consultant to tell us this is the perfect amount of scuffing? Now we might laugh, but think about it for a moment. This is the way our world works. We're not politicians creating a persona quite like this. But we do feel the pressure to do just this, and the advent of social media has made things far worse. Many people live their lives like this, playing to the crowd. Am I wearing the right thing? Or am I on the right side of this issue? How are people going to see me if I do this? We're crafting and curating an image to get views or likes. It's more like exhibitionism. It's allowing the moment and the crowd to determine who you will be. Now, of course, I know none of us want to be disliked or to be rejected, so we spend a lot of time making sure that doesn't happen. The problem is that in the process, we can never discover who God made us to be. We can lose who we are as we play the game. Now, here's a scene from Jesus' life, recorded in Matthew chapter 11, verse 16 to 19. Jesus said, "To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds.'" Now, Jesus at the time is speaking to a crowd who are criticizing both him and his cousin John the Baptist. These men lived quite different lives. John withdrew from public life into the wilderness and dressed in camel's hair, which means the most simple clothing you could imagine. His food was honey and wild locusts. That would not be a diet to my taste, but it was the wilderness, the food of the wilderness. The crowds criticized John, saying that something must be wrong with this guy that he would live like that. Maybe he has a demon. And then Jesus came along. He dressed like pretty much everybody else. He loved drinking good wine, and he also attended the parties of sinners. And the crowds, well, they called him a drunk, and they complained about who he was hanging out with. So what is Jesus saying here? First, he is saying the crowd is never really happy. It wasn't happy with John and his austere lifestyle, or with Jesus and what you might think of as an easygoing lifestyle. And this is an important lesson for us to learn. The crowd is fickle and cannot be satisfied. What they liked yesterday, they may despise today. Look at hairstyles and clothing styles. Look at the political winds and how they blow, how they shift. If you play to the crowd, you will always be changing your tune. And you must keep close watch to see the next trend coming. Jesus refuses to do any of that. He saw the pressure of the crowd and stood against it. In the Gospel of John, we are told about Jesus. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. That's John chapter 2, verse 24 to 25. Therefore, we need to be careful about entrusting ourselves to the whims of the crowd. But there is more. Jesus says that wisdom is proved right by her children. That means that the crowd does not know what is coming. It does not consider the result and the outcome of particular positions. The word in Scripture for crowd is also used to describe a mob, an unruly horde of people that could do anything or go in any direction. Really, do we want to follow the mob? But this is where the trends come from in our world. One person sees another person doing something and jumps on the bandwagon, and then before long, there's a new trend is born. We can be so easily swept along in the tide of the crowd. So how are we to protect ourselves? We do so by having our identity in God, the one who does not change like shifting shadows. Now here's the remarkable thing, going back to that movie. The politician who spoke these words to the crowd, he was honest about his life. And guess what? It was this truth, living in truth, that actually gained him success. And this is what Jesus did. He refused to play the part the crowd gave him to play. Instead, he did the Father's will. And that is our calling, to resist the current of the day and the crowd that would shape us, and to live in our true identity. Made in the image of God, as children of God, and fulfilling the calling that the Father has for us. Let's pray together. God of grace, enable us to know ourselves because we know you, because we are known and loved by you. Help us to live in your truth, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.